Nolte, 7 Reasons Fake News Media Had a Very Bad Friday. By John Nolte on February 13, 2021. America's fake news media had a very bad, horribly terrible, not very good Friday, and it was glorious. Things began early. His fraudulency. Joe Biden risks spreading coronavirus. Apparently, no one told Hunter's decrepit dad that Valentine's Day is on Sunday. So, like a couple of escaped Alzheimer's patients wearing masks for no reason, Slow Joe and his wife, the Reverend Dr. Mrs. Fraudulency, were caught on camera wandering around outside the White House celebrating a holiday on the wrong day. Don't miss the 3:15 mark, when President Dotage violates every coronavirus mandate known to man by handing a member of the fake media his dirty coffee cup. Impeachment implosion. The fake media were forced to broadcast Team Trump's brilliant and brutal impeachment rebuttal. The closing arguments, which included utterly damning video of every major Democrat and all kinds of fake media anchors doing exactly what they accused Trump of doing, disputing election results, calling on supporters to fight, etc. Best of all, after years of the media's outright lying to the public, the networks were all forced to broadcast the truth, the full unedited video that debunks their very fine people hoax. Andrew Grandma Slayer Cuomo exposed. Although everyone has known for months that Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, forced nursing homes to accept people still contagious with the coronavirus and that he lied about this and then buried the truth of just how many people died as a result, on Friday, fake news outlets like NLAL and the New York Times, outlets guilty of aiding Governor Grandma Slayer in this cover-up, were at long last forced to report the truth. Better still, this story is only starting to explode. Gavin Newsom recall petition gathers the necessary signatures. The media's favorite second-favorite governor is going down. Lincoln Project implodes. Credibly accused sexual predator. Shielding a credibly accused sexual predator. Lying about shielding a credibly accused sexual predator. Toxic, sexist, homophobic workplace. Lining their own pockets with tens of millions of donor dollars. Lying about lining their own pockets with tens of millions of donor dollars. Their own wretched co-founder, father of the year and liar George Conway, publicly accusing them of committing a felony for publishing private correspondence. Donors bailing. FBI investigation. Multiple resignations. The fake media knew exactly who these grifters were. Knew the open secret about John Weaver, knew everyone was lining their own pockets. And still boosted and enabled these monsters, and now they have all been exposed. Pure, 100%, karma porn, and it's not over yet. The lawsuits and legal problems that will almost certainly bankrupt these evil men. God forgive me for enjoying these multiple Tolgiasso orgasms. Biden White House already treating fake media worse than Trump ever did. Ha 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 ha. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's deputy press secretary TJ Ducklow tried to intimidate fake Politico reporter Tara Palmieri by phone in an effort to kill the story. I will destroy you, Ducklow told her, according to sources, adding that he would ruin her reputation if she published it. During the off-the-record call, Ducklow made derogatory and misogynistic comments, accusing Palmieri of only reporting on his relationship, which, due to the ethics questions that factor into the relationship between a journalist and White House official, falls under the purview of her reporting beat, because she was jealous that an unidentified man in the past had wanted to fuck McCammond and not you. Ducklow also accused Palmieri of being jealous of his relationship with McCammond. He told her she was jealous because some guy didn't want to fuck her. Ha 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 ha. Somebody help me off the floor. The beauty of this is just how wrong everyone is. Ducklow is obviously a scumbag for treating a woman this way. But this was supposed to be an off-the-record conversation. It never should have leaked. But the far-left Politico betrayed this sacred covenant and snitched. Which means no one will ever feel safe speaking openly to Politico or Palmieri again. I'm sorry this guy hurt your feelings, but off-the-record is off-the-record. Journalism's version of Catholic confession. You just damaged the institution of journalism, which, of course, only makes me happier. His fraudulency. Joe Biden only suspended Ducklow for a week. For all of the above, Ducklow was only suspended for a week and told he could no longer deal with the far-left Politico. What do I have to do to get a week off and never again have to deal with Politico? There's no question Trump would have immediately fired this guy. But the same administration the fake media prostituted itself for just one, treated them much worse than Trump and two, punished him with a week off. What a glorious betrayal, what a glorious screw you to the neurotic, thin-skinned crybabies who have infested the establishment media. What a great day Friday was. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.